Now we're told here, and this is a great statement. Now to him that worketh is the reward not reckoned of grace but of debt. And let me move right on to this next verse here, verse 5. But to him that worketh not but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Now it's a general rule that a workman is paid wages for the services that he renders. A man works for so much an hour, and he's paid so much for a particular job. Now, obviously, Abraham was not a workman, for he did not earn what he received. His salvation was received on the only other basis, and that was undeserved favor by the grace of God, and he believed God. But to him that worketh not, that is, there is nothing that you can do that will merit salvation. But you believe on him, that is, on God that declares the ungodly righteous, and the only kind of people God is saving are unrighteous people. Somebody says, you mean that he doesn't save good people? Well, you want to name one? There are none righteous. God will save any man who's good. Yes, he will. But Scripture, we've already seen, says, there's none good. No, not one. Now, if you want to name somebody good, you're going to make God a liar. Are you prepared to do that? Then, of course, you'd have to prove your point. Now, you either believe God or you don't believe God. And that's according to God's standard, not according to my little standard or maybe your standard. This is very important. Faith is the only condition. Faith is the reckon for salvation. He reckoned it to him for salvation. And therefore, God accepts faith in lieu of works. There's no merit in faith, but it's the only way of receiving that which God freely offers. Faith honors God and secures righteousness for man. And God put down righteousness in Abraham's account to his credit. His faith counted for what it was not, a righteousness from God. This is important to see.